The things my father said would make me a better man. Hard work and the love of friends, a woman that understands. I hope my father knows the seeds we've sown still grow.
Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. I'm Ralph Rasmussen. You're listening to the Radio Bypass Podcast. And we just heard from Blackstone Cherry, Things My Father Said. That's off their 2008 Folklore and Superstition release. All right, we're going to keep the rock rolling now with something brand new from Cheap Trick. Cheap Trick, I can't get over how what a pace they're working at right now. They just had their last album out a few months back, and they've already put out a new album that came out this past Friday. The new record from 2017 is called We're All Right. And from that release, this is a track called Long Time Coming.
Do I look like I should? Get me on a
Brand new Cheap Trick. Long time coming, even though it's actually been a short time since their last new release, Bang Zoom Crazy Hello. They're back with the new one, We're All Right. And it's all right to keep on rocking here at the Radio Bypass Podcast, so that's what we're going to do. We got something from the Joe Perry Project next. This is from his 1983 release titled Once a Rocker, Always a Rocker. This is the title track. Joe Perry from his Joe Perry Project days. He's back out on the road right now, rocking with Aerosmith. They've been playing everywhere but the U.S. currently, but they are back on the road, bringing the Aerosmith magic to audiences all over the place. All right, I'm Ralph Rasmussen. Thank you for checking out the Radio Bypass Podcast. This is the 20th episode today. Can't believe I've been doing it, getting on 6 months now. Seems like I just started yesterday. Anyway, I hope you're liking it. If you got any comments, please drop me a line at ralph@radiobypass.com. And I'm going to keep the rock rolling now with some Chicago rock from the past. The next band I'm going to play, I used to play this particular song on my old radio show on WVVX quite often. And I was sad to learn a few months back in November, their guitar player, Ben Taylor, passed away at only the age of 49. So that's quite a bummer. So I'm going to dedicate this one to Ben Taylor. He was always a fun guy to talk to back in those days. So this is a band called Uzi, and the song is Away From My Heart.
But you're leaving me alone.
Chicago rockers Uzi, Away From My Heart. That was off of a three-song demo tape they had put out back in 1988. And I used to always like that song a lot. It was good to hear it again. Thanks to my buddy Paul Binder for getting that transferred for me the other day. It was good to be able to play that today. And again, I send that out in memory of Ben Taylor, the Uzi guitar player. All right, we're going to keep things rolling now with a band called The Answer. This is a track called On and On. Goes on and on. That's The Answer from their 2009 release, Everyday Demons. I'm Ralph Rasmussen. You are listening to the Radio Bypass Podcast, where we play music that you pretty much hear nowhere else. Certainly not on the radio, at least in most radio markets anyway. And the next band that we're going to feature here, Def Leppard, they definitely get radio airplay, but all for their later day stuff. In my book, their first two albums, On Through the Night and High and Dry, where they're most rocking. Their production got kind of heavy after that. And I've always been partial to those first two records. And the very first record, even the band doesn't seem to acknowledge anymore. They're still great live, don't get me wrong, but I rarely see them do anything from the first record. So that is what I'm going to feature today. My introduction to Def Leppard was the first record, On Through the Night, in 1980. This is a track called Rock Brigade. Def Leppard from their debut record, On Through the Night. That is a CD that I would like to see get remastered because, admittedly, the sound quality is not as good as it could be, but maybe we'll see that get remastered someday, I hope. All right, we're going to play some music now from this year, 2017. This is Inglorious from their second album, just entitled 2. This is a track called Hell or High Water. Glorious cranking it there from their second release. That was a track called Hell or High Water. I'm Ralph Rasmussen, and we're going to keep things rolling now with a band that Inglorious cites as one of their influences, and that's Whitesnake. So we're going to go back to 1981 from the Come and Get It album from Whitesnake. This is Wine, Women, and Song.
Tell you about it right now. Now listen.
Wine, Women, and Song, What Else Do You Need? That's Whitesnake from Come and Get It. Thanks for checking out the Radio Bypass podcast, everyone. We're going to keep the music cranking right now, moving back to the current century and Joe Walsh. 2012, Joe put out a record called Analog Man, and this is kind of a little bit of an autobiographical song about Joe's life called Lucky That Way.
Something special, but you might know my name to some degree. Sometimes I can't believe that I'm still standing, and it feels pretty good to be me. I get to live out here in California. I got a palm tree and a wish your luck be that way. Just your luck be. Got a good woman and she makes me happy. Most of the time I make her happy too. We decided we should live together, so we both said I.
Just lucky that way, Joe Walsh. That was from his 2012 release, Analog Man, and that song kind of autobiographical, but there was another song on that album as well called One Day at a Time, because Joe finally got his addictions under control, and so this album's kind of introspective for him. So if you haven't checked it out, you should get a copy. It's a really good record from Joe. Again, that's Analog Man, came out in 2012. I'm Ralph Rasmussen. You've been listening to the Radio Bypass Podcast. I hope all the dads are having or have had, depending on when you're listening to this, a great Father's Day. I am going to have a special dinner with my wife and daughter today, so I'm looking forward to that. And I'm just going to leave you with one last song here as we're running out of time. Last week's episode, I started off the show with Riot from their second singer. And this time around, I'm going to leave you with one from their original singer. Guy Speranza was the first singer in the band Riot. And he was with them until 1981. And then in 1982, he was actually offered the lead singer position for Anthrax by Scott Ian, but he turned that down. He decided to retire from music and went on to work as an exterminator, of all things, in Florida. And then, unfortunately, he got pancreatic cancer and passed away in 2003. But for the years that he was in Riot, they put out some really great music with him belting out the lead vocals. So I'm going to leave you with one from them from their 1981 release called Fire Down Under. This is a track called Swords and Tequila. Have a great week, everybody. Talk to you next Sunday.
Yeah.